Peter opens his words, standing arrested again before the Sanhedrin, saying, "We must obey God rather than men." And then at the end of these brief words he offers, he says, "The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God." So he opens by saying, we have to obey the Lord, but in that obedience leads to something, the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the gospel, we hear Jesus say that the Son, he does not ration his gift of the Spirit. So he wants to pour it out abundantly, but it's poured out on those who are obedient to God. And this is not just like a strict, servile, outward obedience, but this is what Scripture talks about in terms of the obedience of faith. It's a willingness to trust God so deeply that your heart's opened up before Him, and you're waiting on Him, you're ready for Him to move, to act. And it's out of that place that one receives this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so there's something good in this for us as we're able to look ahead, even now, up to Pentecost, and begin even remotely our preparation for that outpouring of the Spirit. Obedience to God, it brings about an openness, a receptivity in us to the gifts that God wants to give. So it's important to remember that we certainly can't have it both ways. We can't say that we want to receive the gifts of God while doing our own thing, but even in that, it's not just a mere outward obedience to God. It's that deep, deep trust that we see Jesus place in the Father, that kind of obedience to the Father's will, that's what leads to this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. When we do God's will, the third part of the responsorial psalm, "Many are the troubles of the just man." So when we do the Lord's will, when we strive to be obedient to Him, it does put us in a place where we are ready to receive good gifts from the Lord. But in that too is bound up that truth: many are the troubles of the just man. We live in a world that it is so broken still by original sin, and there's so many different forces at work that are connected to sin and to the work of the enemy and all of that, that there's going to be an opposition that we face. And so it's good to remember here that doing God's will, that striving to be obedient to Him, it doesn't only mean that the good stuff's going to come. When we really give our heart over to loving God and loving our neighbor the way that we were made, we're going to face opposition and trial, often from within our own family, radiating out. So this morning, as we have this at play in the readings today, let's ask the Lord to give us that very trusting, childlike heart that leads us to an obedience to the Father, a trusting readiness to do His will, like everything we see in Jesus, knowing that leads us to be in a place to receive that great gift of the Holy Spirit. But along with that, we will also experience what Psalm 34 tells us, that those who strive to live out God's will, your troubles are going to be many. And to not allow that to deter us or throw us off, but to be ready to keep trusting, even when we face whatever opposition we may face from the world that we live in.